As most New Englanders are happy to see, the Yankees this season are barely playing .500 baseball. Unfortunately, though, that's also true of the production of Damn Yankees at Ocean State. While it is capable of showing some very active, often first-rate dance numbers, and there are several nicely rendered performances, this production simply lacks the nuance that is needed and also falls short in the all-important singing department. The result is a show, directed by artistic leader Amy Turner, that, for sure, has its moments, but it also falls far short in the needed depth and cohesion. Taken from the ancient German tales of Faust, a man who was willing to trade his soul for earthly gain, there's a couple of middle-aged folk who are married and find themselves in the midst of boredom. They don't hate each other, but they are just living in a land of gray. With cunning and power comes Mr. Applegate, who clearly is the devil incarnate. He offers Joe, the hubby, a chance to become a great baseball hitter, one so good he can lead the so-so Washington Senators to World Series glory that leaves the detested Yankees in the baseball dust. Sounds a little, shall we say, phony? Well, actually, the authors, Douglas Wallop and the Broadway master, George Abbott, were after something. Damn Yankees is a musical pointing out that worldly success is not going to be enough. Through some lovely songs, mostly, it says that what counts is to be true and faithful, knowing what's important in your life. This is best expressed with some emotionally fine and real songs, such as You've Gotta Have Heart, and Near to You, a duet between the two married folk as they find that what they really need is each other. At Ocean State, these sentiments and truths receive a second division showing. There are some fine jobs. As Applegate, a veteran New York actor, Bo Allen, is devilishly delightful. Tall and straight, he's an eye-gleaming, troublemaking devil, if ever there was one. Rhode Island native Matt Gibson is a strong ball player and a nice tenor as a middle-aged guy turned into a home run king. And Sally Ann Swarm, as the long-suffering left-behind wife, sings with quiet emotional power that gets to you and elevates her character. On the downside, Lauren Gemelli's singing is simply below grade as Lola, the role that made the career of Broadway icon Gwen Verdon. Combine the fact that Act One is a way overboard hour and a half, along with a blaring sound system and a general attempt to be big when quiet perception was needed, this Damn Yankees is unfortunately stuck in what was called the second division back in the day when baseball and the New York Yankees were on top.